the Polish-American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish-Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blihak.
Dzień dobry, and welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860 AM. As you know, we serve southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio, and the entire world can tune in simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. If you have Alexa, Saturdays between 11 a.m. and 12 noon, Alexa 860 a.m. radio. As we get started today, I ask that you contact family members and friends and invite them to tune in as we begin with Together Polka, and it is by Dave Gawroński and the Musical Magic Band.
We'll play your favorite songs, the ones you like to hear. So let's all sing along, la 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 la. We're here to play and sing your favorite music. Our band will entertain the whole night through. Put on your dancing shoes and take a partner, or you can tap your toes and clap your hands. Piosenki też swoją dziewczynę i zabaw się. My tutaj razem dziś gramy wesoło, będziemy wesoło, la 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 la.
Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
Well, I hope that all of you had a very wonderful Easter celebration. There was certainly a lot of things going on, and it was great to get back to some level of normalcy. I know that people were able to take all their Świętsunka baskets to the churches and have the blessing done, and the people got together a little more freely this year, so it was really a special time. Also, Barbara Ilnitska and I, and all of us in the Blihak and the Ilnitski family, and everyone involved with the Polish-American radio program, would like to say thank you to all the people that offered Easter greetings during our Easter greeting specials last Saturday and last Sunday. And of course, we thank you also for spreading the word about all of our broadcasts here on 860 AM radio. Remember, you can see the entire lineup of them simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. And I have special greetings to you and yours, to everyone in our audience from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. And as you know, this is a national credit union, so no matter where you live, you can become part of the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. And I would like to take this opportunity to encourage you to look at their internet site to see the many things that they offer. Other banks and other credit unions offer a lot of things, but they're the same products and services offered by the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. For more information, check them out on the internet by going to psfcu.com. That's psfcu.com. And during this special spring season, benefactors of the Polish American Cultural Center Museum want to wish you and yours the very best. And they include Helen Cizio, Debbie Mica, Honorary Consul of Poland, representing Southeastern Pennsylvania, the Polish American Heritage Association from Manayunk and Roxboro area of Philadelphia, the Polish American Journal, the Polish American Heritage Association of Delaware County, Pennsylvania, as well as Dr. and Mrs. Stephen Skurczynski. And also, I want to remind you that the Libertyville Diner is located at 8445 Frankfort Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia, and they're inviting all of you to go on over and enjoy a delicious Liberty Bell dinner or lunch. Do check them out on the internet for additional information by logging on to thelibertybelldiner.com. That's thelibertybelldiner.com. And also you can give them a call at 215-331-4344. And also, if you'd like to have food delivered, they do handle deliveries to your home in Northeast Philadelphia area through Grubhub, Uber Eats, and DoorDash. How about we pause now and enjoy this selection? It is by Rick Gazda and his band. It's the Times Square Polka. As we say, happy birthday and stolat to Hank Luciuo from his entire family, as well as to Joseph Lednarczyk from his wife Jean, and to Michael Zebrowski from his wife Laura. For all of them and all the gentlemen in our audience, let's take them on a trip to New York to Times Square. Thank you.
The Polish National Alliance, America's largest ethnic fraternal life insurance and investment organization, encourages you to open a PNA annuity. Your deposits are tax deferred. You can open the account with $500 and then make future deposits in any amount in your tax deferred annuity. For more information about PNA annuities, IRAs, and life insurance programs, call the Polish National Alliance at their toll-free number 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723. And complete details will be sent to you from the national office. When you call, you can also request that a local PNA representative contact you directly with further details about PNA annuities, IRAs, and their many insurance programs. Call the Polish National Alliance at 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723.
And as we continue our broadcast on this Saturday, April the 10th, I want to remind you about Applebee's, especially our supporters, located at 2535 Castor Avenue, that's Castor and Domingo Avenue, in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. Why not stop at Applebee's for a great lunch or dinner? For more information, give them a call at 215-744-1531. And I also have special greetings to you and yours from supporters of the Polish American Cultural Center Museum, and they include all of us in the Blihash family, Caroline Czeszelka, John and Mary Alice Grach, Walter and Barbara Ilnitsky, Kazimierz Kowalski, as well as everyone from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, Teresa Romanowski, Sandra Tomaszewski of the Tomaszewski Funeral Home, and Mr. Joseph Walunas.
For over 80 years, the Chev family has brought the old world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, kabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
And it was really great to see that Chev's Kielbasy received a lot of public relations over the Easter holidays, and I encourage you to support them. They have delicious pierogies and kielbasa and so much more. For more information, visit them on the internet by contacting kielbasiboys.com or give them a call at 215-423-1707 and make sure you let them know that you hear about them on the Polish American radio program and the Saturday Variety broadcast. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But first, I have a few wedding anniversaries to acknowledge, and they include the anniversary of John and Helena Głogowski, Tom and Lisa Marks, for Edmund and Helen Zach, as well as Mary and Bob Luskiewicz, and for Felicia and Ted Obara. For all of them and all of you that are celebrating a wedding anniversary this week, let's enjoy this one. It's called As One As You and Me Waltz, and it's by Steve Kaminski and Anya Piwowarczyk.
Is it true? Is it love? Is it me? Is it you? I never dreamed I could be as in love as one can be, to be as one as you and me. I have found in your eyes who I am. Without you, I never dreamed I could be as in love as one can be, to be as one
as you.
Ladies and gentlemen, America's businesses need the ongoing participation of Buy American-made supporters who are the heart and soul of our campaign to address the plight of American workers and the businesses that employ them. The loss of over 70,000 businesses over the years to foreign countries to save money on workers' wages and benefits and avoid rising business taxes and government regulations has now taken its toll on America's economy. But we can help American workers maintain their jobs by seeking out American-made products and services so the businesses located here in the United States know we appreciate and support them. Today, America's population is over 330 million strong. We have 124 million full-time jobs and 26 million part-time jobs. There are also over 35 million working-age and able-bodied Americans who would be in the workforce right now if businesses did not choose to relocate overseas and take tens of millions of job opportunities out of the United States. Everyone involved with the Buy American Made campaign knows that more jobs in America means more Americans able to support themselves and their families, and our goal can be reached as we spend more of our money on products made and assembled right here by American workers. Kindly do support American workers and the Buy American Made campaign and spread the word to your family and friends. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And as always, I like to take this opportunity to say thank you to all of the broadcasters from many states that repeat my message on their shows during their public service time. We receive a lot of people as a result of their efforts, rebroadcasting the commentary for our Wednesday show, and people do let us know what they're doing to help American workers. This week, Rich Logis, who is a member of our panel, once again asked everybody, what did you do this week to purchase something that supported American workers? In fact, what was made in America? So I do compliment Rich Logis, and we're going to continue to ask that question on the radio. We go out and we have food and we go and get coffee and supplies through the supermarket and stuff. But how about other household items? What are we purchasing that represents the workmanship of American workers? That's the thing we have to start asking more and more. And I wish more and more of our national elected leaders would come on board with our campaign, because it is moving strong even without them. Now, we said a lot this week during our radio broadcast. If you did not have a chance to tune in, you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Also, if you have Alexa, you can just say, Alexa, play American Workers Radio Podcast. Alexa, play American Workers Radio Podcast, and you will be able to hear the latest edition of American Workers Radio. Once again, in behalf of all of us on the panel, Larkin Conley, Rich Logis, Mark Andel, our engineer Henry Chaplinsky, and myself, I want to thank all of you for doing everything that you can to support our American workers. And as I said during the commentary, over 70,000 businesses over the years. That's a lot of businesses. It's not like 70 or 700 or 7,000. It's 70,000 businesses that picked up and decided to manufacture in foreign countries, or they started to commission the workmanship to foreign countries and then bring it over here on ships and sell it in our stores. That certainly took away about 40 million jobs. Yes, 40 million more people would be employed making things, selling things, advertising things, if those businesses did not move out of America. What we are trying to do is encourage more businesses to come back. And we don't want to see taxes raised or regulations raised, because that will only discourage businesses from coming back to the shores of America. Right now, we have 330 million people in America. 124 million have full-time jobs. 26 million have part-time jobs. We need another 35 million plus jobs, because we have a lot of working age and able-bodied Americans here in the USA. And another thing that has to be looked at very closely is returning the trades to our schools, because many people need tradesmen now to do roofing, plumbing, you name it, electrical work. And boys and girls can be involved in those programs, but they're not being involved. So we have to do something to change this reality. I'd like to encourage you to tune in anytime, 24 hours a day, simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. But on Wednesdays between 11 a.m. and 12 noon, tune in here on 860 for another edition of American Workers with our great panel members. And do spread the word about all of our efforts. Your participation is what is making happen good for the country. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you, I'd like to send out this next selection. It is by Dennis Paluski and the Maestro's Men. Thank you. Michael Steinman, attorney at law, has two offices in Philadelphia, in Center City at 17th and JFK Boulevard, and in Northeast Philadelphia at 8510 Busselton Avenue. Call Michael Steinman's office at area code 215-564-1866. That's 215-564-1866. Or in the evening or weekends, you can contact Mr. Steinman at 215-322-0235. Michael Steinman, attorney at law, always available to assist you in the English or Polish language. And you are tuned in to the Saturday Variety Program, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio 7 days a week here on 860 AM. However, you can listen to the broadcast live or anytime, 24 hours a day, simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com and click on the link. I'm Michael Blihosh, your Saturday and Wednesday host, and I welcome you to spread the word about all the broadcasts here on 860 to family members and friends. Our schedule is Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. On Monday and Tuesday, you can always enjoy Barbara Ilmitska in the Polish language. On Wednesday, I'm here for another edition of American Workers Radio. And on Thursdays, Barbara is back at 11. And at 11:45, it's the Pauline Fathers radio broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And I would like to encourage you to check out their internet site, because the shrine is open, ready, and looking to welcome you for your visit. Check them out on the internet by going to polishshrine.com. On Friday morning at 11, Barbara is back. And every Saturday at 11, on the radio, on the internet, on Alexa, however, I'm always looking forward to having you join us for our 1 hour celebration of Polish music, great entertainment, and of course, some of our advertisers who love to support us, and we're very grateful to them. Also, on Sunday, I invite you to tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon with hostess Barbara Ilnitska, followed by Polonia Today with hostess Debbie Majka. As you know, last Saturday and Sunday, we did Easter greetings, but we're back to doing our specialties for you and yours. Whether you're celebrating a wedding anniversary or a birthday, you can send in those requests to the Polish American Radio Program Office. That's at 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA 19106, and we'll do our very best to have it done for you on the appropriate Saturday. And as I've been talking about so often, simply log on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or PolishAmericanRadioProgram.com, and you'll see on that site, on the left side, I have our American Workers links on there, and on the right side, our radio broadcasts from Saturday, our weekly radio broadcasts from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and so much more. Do spread the word. We thank you for all you're doing to try to support Polonia and all of our friends of many nationalities that tune in. And I want to remind all of you as well that the Polish American Cultural Center Museum is now open on its special coronavirus schedule, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 in the afternoon. Admission is free, and they're getting a lot of people now. People are back coming in to see the Liberty Bell, Independence Hall. They're taking a walk, visiting the museum. So it's nice to see people out and about. And of course, masks are needed wherever you go, and social distancing. But it's good to see at least people are able to get out a little bit and enjoy themselves. So plan a visit to historic Philadelphia. And there's a lot of things going on there at the Liberty Bell, the Visitor Center, Independence Hall. And do stop by the Polish American Cultural Center Museum. And I also would like to take this opportunity to remind you about Polish American Social Services. Now, this organization has been serving the community since 1908. Now, it's not just a Philadelphia organization. It serves the counties, all the collar counties in Pennsylvania. And in fact, they get people contacting them from all over Pennsylvania. So if you have some sort of needs regarding senior citizen services, utility services, you'd like some information about jobs and job skills and work fairs and things like that, you can call Polish American Social Services, also known as United Social Services. Give them a call during their special hours, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 4 in the afternoon. The telephone number is 215-923-1900. You can also visit them on the internet by going to unitedsocialservices.com. Well, I have a request today for a selection by Eddie Foreman and his orchestra, and we're going to send it out for the birthday of Teresa Matuszewicz from her husband William, to Janice Piotrowski from her husband Ed, as well as to Marie Suchutski from her family and friends, and Judy Staszik, also from all of her family members and friends. We'll also send this one out for all the ladies in our audience that are celebrating a birthday this week.
Ujrzałem tę młoda dziewczyno, to zaraz widziałem, że będziesz ty moją jedyną. O ojcy masz pięknie jak krzeszyk, jak gwiazdy na niebie. Gdy patrzę maćby ojcy, tak śpiewam, by zawsze dla ciebie. Serca gorącą miłością, że piekło. Wydziękuję jące je płyną po łące sieroko. Na miłość w tym sercu wyrydla dla ciebie głęboko.
Serena's Auto Body Shop and Collision Center has two locations to serve you. One at 6201 Oxford Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. The other is at 691 Bethlehem Pike in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. For more information, call Serena's Auto Body at 215-535-6606. That's 215-535-6606. And I want to ask all of you to support our advertisers. We all have some auto body repair needs from time to time. If you live in the Philadelphia area, the best place for you to go is Serena's Auto Body Shop. And make sure you let them and all of our advertisers know that you hear about them right here on the Saturday Variety Program. Also, Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts. They are located at 690 West DeKalb Pike. That's in the King of Prussia Mall in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. If you want to see some beautiful items imported from Poland, we have to keep that balance going. Imported from Poland, I encourage you to visit them on the internet by going to polskapolishpottery.gifts. That's polskapolishpottery.gifts. You can also give them a call at area code 610-256-2306. That's area code 610-256-2306. Well, I hope that in the near future, we'll be able to hear about more public events taking place, because it's really, really difficult to see all of the effects of the coronavirus in the USA. But now that spring is here and summer is not that far away, we are hoping that as people get vaccinated and everything gets back to some level of normalcy, we'll be able to get out and enjoy ourselves. I would like to thank tour group promoters who have honored us with their donations to support the Polish American Cultural Center Museum. And they include Dolores Bartoszewicz, Rita Frankowski, Michael and Karen Kabrowski, Friends of Polonia, also Christina Kuzmine, Leslie Ptak, and Richard and Patricia Zagórski and family, as well as the Polish American Cultural Center Museum volunteers. I also would like to acknowledge a special tribute to Renee Kowalski, Katarzyna Kowalski, and Stanisław Kowalski, offered by Kazimir Kowalski. I thank Mr. Kowalski for all of his goodness and for always helping Polonia. Also, I would like to acknowledge the help of Ed Aniżek. And you know Aniżek has plumbing, heating, cooling, and fuel oil services, and they provide those services in Camden, Gloucester, and Burlington counties, New Jersey. I encourage you to visit them on the internet by going to Aniżek.com. That's Aniżek.com. And you can also give them a call at area code 856-456-5953. That's area code 856-456-5953. That is Aniżek.com. Well, how about we pause now and enjoy this selection? It is by the ever-famous Eddie Blazanczyk and the Versatones.
Best that I've heard yet. Then someone said, don't listen, Ed, she's gonna do you wrong. She said the same to Lush and Stir when they played her a song. Love is like a wheel of fortune spinning round and round. One day you're way up on top, the next ups and downs, and this one's not the end. I'll pick me up, I'll dust me off, and bounce right back again. I'll pick me up, I'll dust me off, and bounce right back again. Like someone said to do, I'll try again, and maybe then my next love will be true. Love is like the wheel of fortune spinning round and round. One day you're way up on top, the next you're on the ground. All love abounds with ups and downs, and this one's not the end. I'll pick me up, I'll dust me off, and bounce right back again. I'll pick me up, I'll dust me off, and bounce right back again.
Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they feature Polish-style meats and deli products and a selection of imported products from Poland and Polish-American products. Stop by Polka Deli, 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, and see the great selection of products they offer. For more information, call Polka Deli at area code 215-634-3750. That's 215-634-3750. And my compliments to everyone at Polka Deli, because they did a great job offering those wonderful season selections for Easter to all of their customers. And that's really what we have to do. We have to keep all of that flavor of greatness, the Świętsunka, and all of the things that we enjoy so much in the Polish-American community, and also promote all of the customs of the various ethnic groups that make up America. And of course, that's what makes us a very special place. And that's why they call us the Mosaic of America. And Mr. James Rybaczewski, who is the national president of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, also known as the PRCUA, invites you to check out their internet site, and you will see the many programs that they offer for life insurance, annuities, paternal benefits, educational scholarships, and so much more. As you know, the PRCUA is a national organization, so no matter where you live, you can be part of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, first organized in 1873. And for more information, you can visit their internet site by logging on to prcua.org. That's prcua.org. You can also call their main telephone number at 1-800-772-8632 during regular business hours. And for all of you that live in the Feasterville, Pennsylvania area, I would like to encourage you to stop by Pat's Polish Deli and Restaurant. You'll really be pleased with all of the great food that they have available for you. And of course, you can visit them on the internet by going to patspolishdeli.com or give them a call at 267-982-5218. As always, whenever you stop by Pat's Polish Deli, make sure you let them know that you heard about them on the radio program. They are located at 535 Andrews Road in Feasterville, Pennsylvania. And once again, I want to remind you that the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, is now open full steam ahead. And of course, on Sundays especially, the cafeteria is open, all the gift shop is open, the grounds are open, it's there for masses. There's a lot to do at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. For more information, I encourage you to visit their internet site. Go to PolishShrine.com. That's PolishShrine.com. And of course, take a visit to America's Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And as you know, if you listen to our Wednesday broadcast, Mark Andel is the founder of the Made in America store. Now, he is celebrating his 11th anniversary this month. And of course, he offers 100% American-made items. For more information, I encourage you to visit his internet site by going to madeinamericastore.com. That's madeinamericastore.com. And be sure to listen to our Wednesday broadcast, where Mark is a member of our panel, and hear the many good things that he has to report on what's happening for the benefit of American workers. Do tune in. And in fact, as I mentioned that, I want to remind you to tune in every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on 860. If you live at a distance, you could listen from Florida or anywhere else. Just log on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link. If you tune in anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you go to the same place, AmericanWorkersRadio.com, and click on the Listen Anytime link. In behalf of Larkin Conley, Rich Loges, Mark Andel, and our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky, I wish you and yours the very best during this spring season. How about we pause now and enjoy this selection? It is by Ray J and the Carousels.
Tylko mnie śpiewasz wesoło,
years, the Chev family has brought the old world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, cabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
And remember, whenever you stop by any of our sponsors, make sure you let them know that you hear about them here on the radio program. Also, the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union reminds you that they are a national credit union, and no matter what you're looking for in the way of banking services, they are there to serve you. I'm encouraging you to do check them out on the internet by going to PSFCU.com. That's PSFCU.com. I'm sure you'll be very pleased with the many services that they have to offer. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see by the clock on the wall, it's getting close to the time for me to say do widzenia. Thanks to all of you that supported our Easter greeting specials. Thanks for your good wishes. And in behalf of all of us in the Blihash and Ilnitsky family, I wish you and yours the very best. Have a great spring. Have a great week. Make sure you tune in again this Wednesday at 11. And be sure to continue to ask yourself when you're out shopping, how am I supporting American workers this week? Until we meet again on the radio or in my travels, I'd like to close off today with this special one. It is by Ray J and the Carousels. Do widzenia I przyjemnego weekendu.